Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding into my Daf Yud Beis and Noiz Vodur edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting with Daf Yud Aleph and Beis on the bottom. Says the Gemara, Ma'ali Kova Sheni B'Mokom Rishon. So we just learned that in the Mai, one could do Ma'ase Sheni before Ma'ase Rishon. The proper order of Ma'ase Rishon is to do Ma'ase Rishon first and then Ma'ase Sheni. But in the Mai, one could do Ma'ase Sheni before Ma'ase Rishon. And there's a Mandara that says, even the Chatchilo, one could do Ma'ase Sheni before Ma'ase Rishon. Says now the Gemara, if one came and did Ma'aseh Sheni before Ma'aseh Rishon, can he now exchange that? Can he now take that Ma'aseh Sheni and upgrade that, so to speak, and make this Ma'aseh Sheni into Ma'aseh Rishon? Can he switch it from Ma'aseh Sheni to Ma'aseh Rishon? We're holding on to the base of Mudalaf on top. Rabbi Yossi ben Shol, Aisile Arise Piri. So Rabbi Yossi ben Shol, his sharecropper, brought him fruits. Omelei Tzvatzeh V'Kavah Sheni. He told him, go and make this into Ma'aseh Sheni. Then he remembered he didn't do Ma'aseh Rishon yet. Chozo Amalei Tzeh Ukova Rishon. So then he told him, make sure to make Ma'aseh Rishon. V'chash lo imar, Shema Kova Sheni Mukom Rishon. Why didn't he tell him? Why didn't he tell him, be careful, don't make Sheni into Rishon, just make Rishon separately. I mean, he told him, go do Sheni. Now he's telling him, hey, I made a mistake, go do Rishon. The Shliach can make a mistake and take that Sheni, make it into Rishon. The fact that Rabbi Yisim and Shol did not warn him not to do it, Masha, you could make Sheni into Rishon. Hadom, Rosh Mutar, Likavos Sheni, Bimokom Rishon. From here you see, you can take the Ma'aseh Sheni and exchange and make that into Ma'aseh Rishon. Ulo by Rishon, Mishra Be'echonon, says the following. Poiter Wadom is Tivloi, Beseo Achat Shal Tevel. He says a person can be able to take Tevel and fix it with one seo. How does that work? Ketzadu Oise, Mevi Seo Achat Shal Tevel, Voiso Oiso Sheni. He brings the seo, makes that into Ma'aseh Sheni. Ufo Foide Oiso, he redeems it. In other words, he takes Ma'aseh Sheni, exchanges it for money. So as Reb Chaim points out, we're missing here one piece. He makes that Ma'aseh Sheni that he redeemed into Ma'aseh Rishon. Now the Ma'aseh Rishon is Mechuyev, is obligated in Trumas Ma'aseh, which usually it's 10% of the Ma'aseh Rishon goes to the Kohen. The Levi needs to give to the Kohen 10% of his Ma'aseh. But if he wants to, he can make the entire thing Trumas Ma'aseh, and with that be Poiter all the fruits that he has in other places. So that's what the Gemara says. He takes the Ma'aseh Sheni and make it Roy to be Trumas Ma'aseh. How is that possible? Because he turns the Ma'aseh Sheni into Ma'aseh Rishon, and now it can be Trumas Ma'aseh, even the entire thing, L'mokom Acher, for other fruits that he has in other places. So he also holds the Ma'aseh Sheni can be changed to be Ma'aseh Rishon. So the Monochus Ulo Letamon, Ulo went above him. From Abishem Rabbi Yechonon, he said the name Rabbi Yechonon, V'chavun Alei, and they got together, the people over there. The Bismedish and Bovel did not like what he said, and they came to argue with him. Hey, Sivam Sheshis, Hamastisa Pligot. The Sheshis said, how can he say that? We have a Mastisa to argue. It's a Mishnah which brought down later in this Masechta. What does it say over there? Are you the fun of Shtei Kalkalo Shel Tevel? Person has two baskets of fruits that are Tevel, and he wants to be Mafish to Mr. Mises from one basket on the other basket, meaning on both. So says the Gemara in Dafid Beis Amun Beis. The Tanya alone, it says there, he takes two figs from one basket, and that you'll make truma. And then he takes two maises, maiser rishon and maiser sheni, and then he does it maiser on the maiser, meaning truma's maiser on one of them, which is goes to the kohen from the levi. And now we'll use the gears of Rav Chaim. Why does he have to take one Ma'aser, and then another Ma'aser, and then do Trumas Ma'aser, take one Ma'aser, v'yaseh oisem sheni, and you make it Ma'aser sheni, v'yiv them, and you redeem it, v'yachzor v'yaseh Trumas Ma'aser l'mokom acher. Meaning the same exact solution that we said on Amud Aleph, why don't you do it over here? Take one Ma'aser, make a Ma'aser sheni, then redeem it. Then that same food to a Ma'aser sheni, turn them to Ma'aser rishon, and then you can make this Ma'aser rishon, Trumas Ma'aser, even the entire thing, l'mokom acher. So the fact that this Mishnah did not give us this option seems that you cannot make a Ma'aseh Sheni into Ma'aseh Rishon. That's a raya against the Shita. Now, the Hemshech of the Gemara, we have here two Girsos in the Gemara that we need to see both. The first Girsos is the Girsos of the Rash Sirulo, which is the Girsos that Reb Chaim uses. And this is the Girsos the way it's printed in our Gemara, because the Gemara says, Omar Amano ve'ein Sheni shebirishoino tovu le'rishoin shebishniel. And the explanation is like this. Ramana says, maybe you'll answer, that when did I say that you can make Sheni and turn into Rishon? That's only in Demai. Because in Demai, you can do Sheni before Rishon. So therefore, once you did Sheni for Rish, did you make Sheni into Rish? But by Vadai, you can't make Sheni to Rish because you can't do it out of order. So you have to do first Rish and then Sheni. So maybe you'll answer me the reason why this mission now gives us this option, because we're not talking about Dumai, we're talking about Vadai. And by Vadai, this whole thing doesn't work. It says that you cannot say. Because you'll see that here, he did do Sheni before Rish. Because here, he's doing from basket number two, the Meiser Sheni on basket number one, before he's doing Meiser Rish on basket number two. Meaning, what this person is trying to do is take basket number two, say, I want to fix basket number one with the fruits of basket number two. So we'll do Meiser Rish on basket number one. We'll do Meiser Sheni on basket number one. But basket number two was not fixed yet. You still have to take Meiser Rish for basket number two. How can you do fruits of basket number two, Meiser Sheni, before you fix the fruits of that basket? So you see from here, the fact that you could do that, I mean, you could do Meiser Sheni before you really fix Meiser Rish. So we're not talking about Vada, we're talking about the Mai. So if so, we go back to the question that we see from here, Araya, that Meiser Sheni cannot turn to be Meiser Rish. Answers the Gemara that if you'd give along with Aleph, Omar of Chananyo, Taman, Krishu, Toivel, Rishon, Milashani. From Hoko, Shani, Shiniskon, Machas Rishon, Eina Choisev, Oisa, Oisa Rishon. Meaning, by us, you have one pile, and every fruit could be Meiser Rishon or Meiser Sheni. He went to Meiser Sheni first, you still have Meiser Rishon involved over here. So they tell you that Meiser Sheni that you did, just change it to Meiser Rishon because it's still Shayach over there. But here, what says Brahma Hocha means the Mishnah that we talk about, Lekamon, there, the second one, Meiser Sheni, was fixed together with the first one. And the way Reb Chaim explains it, we're talking about a person who has now two baskets. He wants to go now and fix everything. So you tell him, what is the solution you want to give him? Say, take one, make it a Meiser Sheni, and after you make it a Meiser Sheni, you'll make it a Meiser Rishon. But we're not going in two stages. We want to do it in one stage. He wants to fix the whole thing. He wants to do Meiser Rishon, he wants to do Meiser Sheni. Once it's ready fixed, you can't come and change it. I can't tell you right now, take a Meiser Sheni and a Meiser Rishon, and the Meiser Sheni will turn to be a Meiser Rishon. And one shot and fixing Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, to Rosh Meiser. There you don't have the option of upgrading the Meiser Sheni to Meiser Rishon. This is what the words of the Gemara are. Tamon, meaning by us in our Gemara, Kree is one pile, Shu, Toivel, Rishon, and Sheni. It could be either Rishon or Sheni. Brahma Ocho, meaning in the Mishnah Kabon, Sheni, Sheniska, Machmas Rishon, Sheni that already doesn't have Rishon in it. At choizev oisoy so rishon. Now you're gonna come and make it to rishon. It's we're talking about in the time of tikkun. A person is coming and say, I want to do my rishon. I want to do my sheni. I want to do truas meiser. At this first stage, you already fix everything correctly. So you're gonna make something my sheni, then turn it to my rishon. That could be done only in stages when you did my sheni before my rishon. Now when you're doing it bevas achas. So that's how Reb Chaim learns the sugya. But according to the Ma'arav Pulda and according to the Gro, the order over here in the Gemara is the opposite. And the way the Gemara explains it like this, the Gemara starts, doesn't bring Rav Manah, starts with Rav Chananya. Right away after we brought the question for the Mishnah Kamon, because Rav Chananya says, the reason is very simple. In the case that we're talking by us, so every fruit could be Meiser Rishon or Meiser Sheni, as we said before. But there we're talking about the already did Meiser Rishon, and Meiser Sheni is now completely clean and clear for Meiser Rishon. We don't have your Meiser Rishon anymore. Meiser Rishon is fixed on both baskets. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Here the Meiser Sheni doesn't have any Meiser Rishon in it already. There's no obligation of Meiser Rishon. It's already too late. Meiser Rishon was already done. At Choizev Oisos Sarishon, you can make it now into Rishon. So what does the Gemara say according to this chat? Meiser Sheni can become Meiser Rishon if you're still obligated to get Meiser Rishon. But here Meiser Rishon is already done. It's in the past. Now I want to do Meiser Sheni. I can't go and make it into Meiser Rishon. That's what the Gemara says. Comes now according to this gear, so now we bring Rav Manah. Rav Manah doesn't like this answer. Omar Rav Manah, going back to the Rav Manah that it's printed by us in the previous daf. That's not true what you're saying. It's already fixed for Meiser Rishon completely. It's not completely fixed. Because the way the sequence is as we said before, he takes basket number two and he's fixing with that basket number one. But basket number two, he's not fixing it. So basket number one is being fixed through basket number two. He does Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni or basket number one. Basket number two is still a Mesukot. So when he's doing the Meiser Sheni for basket number one from basket number two, that Meiser Sheni still has in it Meiser Rishon. So you still do have Meiser Rishon to do. So why can't you upgrade the Meiser Sheni to Meiser Rishon? It does have inside the aluminum maaser rishon. That's what the Ramana says. Ain't changed shabishayna tovul arishon shabishniyo. Isn't the maaser sheni that you're doing in the first basket still tevel for maaser rishon of the second basket? So Ramana is slugging up the answer of Hananya. So according to the first pshat, Ramana just brought it to say that we're talking about demai, not about vadai. Now if Hananya says a little slightly different answer, that here we're talking about that you're doing in the correct order, you're doing it right away in the beginning, and here you can't tell me do maaser sheni and then maaser rishon. According to the Vilna Gaon, we're talking about Hananya saying that this maaser sheni is already fixed completely, and Ramana slugs it up and says no, it's not fixed completely. You still are required to do maaser rishon in the second basket. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai Daf Yud Beis.